Thank you. That's why they're called hands, I suppose.
Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Thanks so much for everybody. Here we go. Everybody who is tuning in, everybody who is listening live. You can, of course, catch us at cjsf.ca as well as online with podcast formats. We are going to be broadcasting the interview with Jason Schurz here in just a moment. This is regarding his new book, Scream Therapy: A Punk Journey Through Mental Health. This was recorded just a few minutes ago when we were joined on the phone by Jason Schurz. You can also catch the podcast Scream Therapy airing here on CJSF as well as CJMP and Powell River. Big shout out to them. Thank you so much to everybody who tunes in. And of course, if you need any help with mental health, please reach out to your medical professionals and also your community of family and friends. They are there for you. And without further ado, please enjoy this interview with Jason Schurz. Cool. Okay, so I'm just getting our microphone set up here. Yep, up to you. And I'll just put mine off. Yeah, that's probably pretty good there. Let me see. Yep. All right, that should work just fine. Nice. So this will be actually a little pre-recorded. We do, but we also have, we also have people who are cool. Okay, so let me just grab my notes over here, and then I'm also going to pull up your website so I can reference. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We have a very special guest with us, Jason Schurz. Am I saying that correct?
Schurz.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us up here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We've got a very special guest with us today, the host of Scream Therapy, Jason Schurz.
How you doing, Connor?
Oh, doing quite well. Thank you so much for having this interview with us here. And we've got some excellent news. Jason is now a published author, my friends.
That's right. Self-published author at that.
Oh, even better. We support independent publishing so much. And specifically today, if you are listening to this in the post, we would like to remind you that on May 17th at 7 p.m. tonight, you've got a book event over at the People's Co-op. And is that on Commercial Drive, correct?
Yeah, it's on Commercial Drive, the 1700 block. And I'll be doing a reading from the book and signing books and whatnot, and talking about my journey through the mental health system. And yeah, basically I think it's a good chance for people to come and not only hear about the book and some readings, but ask some questions and find out more about, what made my life better in regards to mental health over the years, through music, a lot through music, punk rock.
Beautiful. I am a musician myself. I'm mostly a classical musician, but I completely agree with you that it has this transcendental ability to take you to places and also, to heal you and kind of bring you whole again.
Yeah, for sure. And there's actually a couple of people in the book that are linked to the classical music world, so that's interesting. I interviewed a fellow who works at Wilfrid Laurier in Ottawa around classical music and the community aspect of it, and how punk rock is very community-based and has a lot of commonalities with, believe it or not, classical music and any other form of music for that matter.
Absolutely. One of the things I love about punk is that it's very much it's a do-it-yourself kind of genre, and it doesn't really take any prisoners, and it also is welcoming. That's one thing I've always found about the rock and the metal and the punk scenes, is that it really doesn't matter where you come from. As long as you are ready to throw down, you're welcome.
Yeah, exactly, and the book really tackles that subject, and yeah, I recount the first show I went to here in Vancouver, actually at the Cambrian Hall, which is the old hall on Main Street, and just walking in and seeing these bands playing and being a bit scared, like going in and being like, oh, is this going to be a place that people will accept me? And sure enough, within 10 minutes, I was slam dancing and crowd surfing.
Yes.
People were picking me up off the floor, and I was just like completely welcomed immediately. And I had hoped that would be the case. I grew up in a small town, so I didn't really know what the punk scene would look like in person. I only knew the music.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you come to music, I guess, as a youth, or did you play an instrument?
No, I always looked at the music magazines and said, I want to write that. I want to be in that band. I said, I want to write these articles. I got into music really, really young, just helped me through lots of hard stuff, and basically just progressed from there. And eventually, by the time I was in, you know, high school, I was listening to completely underground, obscure bands that were turned on to me by other people in other cities. And I was in a small town of like 15,000 people. So moving to Vancouver, that's when I realized that, you know, what this scene actually meant. And I just kept going to like 5 or 6 concerts a week sometimes. And I was a music journalist all through those years. That's kind of where I cut my teeth. But I still was welcomed into the scene just as much as a musician would, or a promoter, or anybody else.
Beautiful. Do you find that punk has a different effect on people compared to other types of music, or do you find the healing power of music to be fairly universal?
I think it's universal as far as the music goes. I mean, there's 2 factors of punk rock. First of all, it's loud and aggressive and hard and fast, so that can really boost you up and get you going. The other aspect is punk rock has a real social justice activist bent to it, at least the punk that I listen to. And so, you know, not only are you having the therapeutic value of the music and the way that it flows through your body, but you're also, doing something. You know, you're rallying against something. You're with your friends. You want to make change, and that's a whole other therapy base there. So, kind of a double time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned growing up in a small town. Is that here in BC or somewhere else?
Yeah, I grew up in Powell River.
Hey.
I actually lived there. I've been back 2 or 3 times now. So,
I did a kayaking trip up in Desolation Sound and near Lund. So, I have a special connection with that area. It's gorgeous,
yeah,
but you're right. It's remote and it's small. So, I know that there's a radio station up there, CGMP, and they play a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, and they also air my podcast as well, like you guys do. So.
Nice. They are close friends of ours. Maybe tell us a little bit about your journey writing this book.
I mean, I had a really major mental health crisis, which put me in the hospital. I wasn't admitted to the hospital, but I was there in front of a psychiatrist who told me I was living with bipolar. And at that point, I just didn't know what to do. I had a psychotic break, which just took me out. It was like getting hit by an anvil on the head. And, at that point, I was kind of just, I couldn't write anymore. I'd written for my whole life, and I was now 46, and I couldn't write. Could barely really at one point get off the couch. And I got into doing the podcast, which, again, you guys have it on the station. Started doing that because I just missed the interviewing and all the conversations I had with music writing. And I really wanted to do something along the lines of punk rock and mental health. So started doing that. And then slowly I gained the confidence to start to write again. I was a real, like, 2 steps forward, 1 step back in the writing. And then eventually I decided to go to school. And I got my master's degree in Halifax from the University of King's College.
Mm-hmm.
It was a remote thing. I wasn't actually in Halifax. So I was doing it from home. And that gave me the structure to start digging into the writing again. You know, I was working with mentors. I had certain deadlines that I had to meet. And, yeah, without that structure, I was really flailing. And I think that was, getting into that program that really got me back on my feet for the writing. And once that happened, I really it just flowed. Turn on the faucet kind of writer,
Just
sit there and write a bunch of stuff in 2 hours, and then I revise and edit and just pick it apart. the hard part, I guess.
I love the cover art on this book as well. It's the classic Shure microphone with the dent in it, and that thing has been loved, got duct tape on it. It shows, the raw nature, and that's one thing I think is... I see as a parallel between punk and classical music. I've spent most of my life in the classical world, and just like punk, it requires dedication. It requires, a concerted effort to really focus in on a single vein of music. And at times you want to rip your hair out. You want to, scratch your skin and everything. So I feel the pressure at times gets to people. And so this is why I really feel that having those outlets, especially physical outlets, as you were mentioning, is just so important.
Yeah, for sure. Did you notice the other part of the cover?
Maybe, well, the New York Times best-selling shout-out.
If you look at there's the microphone.
Yes. Yes.
And then there's a microphone cord.
Yes, I see the cord has kind of wrapped around.
And what does it look like?
It looks like a left and a right ventricle of a heart to me.
There you go. It's a heart. So the whole idea of punk rock being love.
It is.
We say that it's this angry, violent thing, and that's completely not the case. The people in the punk scene are the most loving, caring people that I've ever met, and by that token, I've become a really sensitive and caring person myself because that was the way that I was reared. And, I really wanted to have not just the kind of aggression of the beat-up microphone, but I wanted to show the other side of it. And, you know, this is where I'm going to be the rest of my life. I'm a punk, and I'm not going to stop being, but I've got that community behind me, and they were behind me all the way with my mental health crisis as well. So It's pretty amazing.
I'm just looking around here on your website, just looking at some of the taglines underneath these episodes of your podcast, like discovering your authentic self, finding your authentic self in punk, curating the Everything Is Going Wrong anthology, punk houses as creative spaces. These are really positive things, and you have dozens of episodes that people can listen to.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of lived experiences. You know, these are people talking about their own mental health issues and struggles and triumphs over the years.
Mm.
I think it's a second.
We'll be right back.
That was a nice big truck going by.
There we go. No worries.
So, the idea that, there's so many different aspects of punk rock that I was able to bring on. I think it's 70 episodes now, and
yeah.
Never really feel like it was repeating itself.
Beautiful.
So there's a lot of material there, and I'm really happy that people have let me tell their stories and let them tell themselves. Like, they're able to go on the podcast and tell their own stories, and in the book, they're also a really big part of the book. You know, there's lots of people in there that are supporting me, and I'm supporting them, and
Beautiful. For people who want to find the podcast, where's the best place for them to listen to the podcast?
Well, I'm going to say CGSF first.
But also, it's simulcast on CGMP, correct?
Yeah, it's syndicated on, I believe, 7 radio stations.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
Five in Canada and then 2 in the States.
Nice.
And, of course, CGSS has been such a great supporter, and I think you were probably one of the first ones that brought me on, so I really appreciate that. If you want to go online, you can go to screamtherapyhq.com, and that's where my book information is. You can buy the book there, as well as some other t-shirts and whatnot. And you can also find the podcast there with all the episodes dating back to January 2020, I think.
Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you believe the listeners should be aware of as we sign off here?
Yeah, I like to always give the spiel about, mental health is a tough subject to broach, and I think people feel like they want to fix other people, and that's a really, can be a really problematic idea because, someone just needs you to listen to them. They don't need you to fix them, and there's a lot of unsolicited advice. I don't think that people also need unsolicited advice. It becomes a thing where, if it's a one-sided communication line, then it can be really hard for people to be empowered for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I'm thinking, there's all this talk about, you should open up and talk more. Let's talk about mental health, the stigma, and all that stuff. I totally understand. But what I find is that people aren't really willing to listen to folks that actually have mental health conditions, so they're way more interested in solving and fixing and advising. I would encourage or implore that people listen, support.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all support each other, and we can all listen to each other. We've all got something going on. One in four people have a diagnosed mental health condition, so go ahead and say that at least half of us have some sort of mental health condition, whether diagnosed or undiagnosed.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us here on the radio, and there actually is some time, so this interview will be able to go out before your event tonight. For those of you who are interested, please check out Jason Scher's Scream Therapy, the book release. And this is a, hold up, let me get that tagline so I say it correctly, a punk journey through mental health. And there will be a reading and also probably, I'm guessing, a Q&A section with everybody at the People's Co-op Bookstore. That's on Commercial Drive. Do you have the address for that?
Off the top of my head, I think it's 1700 block. I want to say 1740.
Okay.
But you'll see it. Walk around on the drive and you'll see it.
Excellent.
And like I said, I really like people to come out and ask some questions and maybe give me some perspectives on their experience as well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And also, for those of you who are interested, you can catch the podcast here on CGSF. That's Scream Therapy, as well as check out Jason's website, ScreamTherapyHQ.com. Again, thank you so much, Jason, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Connor. Have a
cool.
Good day.
That was a live interview with Jason Schreurs on his new book, Scream Therapy, A Punk Journey Through Mental Health. Once again, you can catch the book reading and interaction with the author this evening tonight at the People's Co-op Bookstore on Commercial Drive in downtown Vancouver. That's all we've got here for the 3 to 4 p.m. block. Stay tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM for more great content.
Thank you.